我们来来打开加拉太书第四章。
We'll turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章，我们仍然的一起读第四节、第五节。
We'll read aloud together verse 4 and 5.
加拉太书第四章第四节第五节，我们早做了一起读。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 and 5。
极致死后满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。我们就读到这里。
English, but when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
在这几个主日的里面，我们都是说到主耶稣基督降生的福音。
Of these past several weeks, we've been talking about the gospel of the Lord coming to the world.
我又特别要到加拉太第四章第四节第五节，我们来说述说主降生的福音。
And I've been talking about Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5 to talk about the gospel that the Lord Jesus came to the world.
我稍微就是有一点的温习前几次的。
I'll spend some time to review the past messages.
而且前一个主日还没有讲完，我稍微就是提到一下。
I haven't complete my message last time.
以后我们就看到今天的信息。
Then we come to what we are talking about today.
所以稍微第一次我稍微讲了一点点的背景。
First time I mentioned the background.
让我们有一点的。很正确的概念，我们所认识、所相信的主耶稣到底是谁
？That we might have the correct background of whom this Jesus that we believe is.
以后我就把这两节的圣经分成几个段落。
Then I had several passages during this time.
第一个就是极致死后满足。
First is the fullness of time.
在这里，什么叫做死后满足呢？
What does it mean, the fullness of time?
在这里我有两个重点，一个就是神预备在天。
There are two emphases, God preparing heaven.
第二个，实现在地。
And he complete on earth.
一切的事情，无论是属灵的事情，或者我们生活上的事情，神都是预备在天。
Everything, whether it's spiritual or our things in our lives, God always preparing heaven.
他都是按照他的美意做了一个美好的计划。
He always planned according to his good will.
但是到了死后满足的时候，他就实行在地。
And when the time comes, he will complete on earth.
所以我们可以说，我们任何的生活，我们的行动作为都在乎神。
All our livings, all our actions, it all depend on Him.
所以主耶稣教导我们祷告说：“我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
So Jesus taught the disciples to pray.Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
若是我们在地上所做的不按照天上神的旨意，一切都是落空的。
If what we do on earth is not according to the heavenly will of God, it's all empty.
感谢神，我们能够认识神的旨意。
Thank God that we can know His will.
我们能够按照他的旨意而行。
We can do according to His will.
这是我们人生永恒的价值。
This is the eternal value of our lives.
不但我们在今世可以得着了神的祝福,
not only we can have blessing in this life,
我们来生应该是进入了永生,
but that in the life to come, we will enter eternal life.
第二个, 段落就是神差他的儿子。
Second point is that God sent His Son.
神怎么差他的儿子呢?
How does He send His Son?
我们就看到父神的爱,
we see the love of the Father
和圣子的顺服,
and obedience of the Son.
所以我们稍微说到, 神差他的儿子。
So we talked about God sent His Son.
第三段就是为女子所生,
and the third point is He was born of a woman.
且生在律法之下,
and born under the law.
所以前一次我们在这里就看到我们的主耶稣是为女子所生,
so last time we saw how Jesus was born of a woman.
并且生在律法之下,
and born under the law.
在这里我们看到神的爱,父神的爱,
we see the love of the Father
和圣子的顺服,
and the obedience of the Son.
圣子的顺服就为女子所生,
He was born of a woman,
并且生在律法之下,
and born under the law.
我想我没有提到生在律法之下,
I didn't have time to mention born under the law,
因为时间的限制,
because of time.
但是在这里有两个重点,
there are two points I'd like to mention.
有律法的要求,
there is the first, the requirement of the law.
他必须要这样的,
He must be this way.
第二个, 他自己, 我们的基督自己愿意献上,
second, He's willing to offer Himself.
所以前一次只讲到这两点,
I only mentioned those two points last time.
但是第三点就是圣灵的大能,
the third point is the power of the Holy Spirit.
第四点是先知的预言,
fourth is the prophecy of the prophet.
我们看到主耶稣的降生都是圣灵所做的工作,
we see it is the work of the Holy Spirit that Jesus came to
the world. 我们若是读到路加福音第一章,
if we read Luke chapter 1,
我们也读到马太福音第一章,
and Matthew chapter 1,
他不是从父亲生的,
He was not born of a human father.
他乃是圣灵感应他的母亲而生的,
He was conceived from the Holy Spirit through a woman,
并且生在律法之下,
and born under the law.
不但他生的时候是靠着圣灵,
not only when He was born, He was by the Holy Spirit.
他出来传道的时候也是靠着圣灵,
also when He came out to preach, He was by the Holy Spirit.
他死的时候也是靠着圣灵把他一次献上,
when He died, He by the Spirit offered Himself once for all.
他复活的时候乃是靠着圣灵的大能叫他从死里复活,
and when He resurrected, it was by the power of the Holy Spirit.
以后我们看到是先知的预言,
and then the prophecy of the prophets.
在旧约已经预言到我们的主耶稣基督要降生,
in the Old Testament there were many prophecies.
在旧约的也预言到他如何的为我们把福音传开,
that how He will come to this world, how He will preach the gospel first.
在旧约也看到他如何的先知预言到他为我们要被钉在十字架上, 为我们流血赎我们的罪,
and how He will be crucified on the cross for us and to redeem us from sin.
特别是以赛亚53章,
especially Isaiah chapter 53.
我们也看到旧约也预言到他如何的从死里复活,
and it also prophesied how He will be resurrected from the dead,
并且要预言到他如何的将来还要再来,
and how He will come again,
实现他的国度,
to have His kingdom on the earth,
并且这个宇宙要变成了新天新地,
and that this universe will be transformed into the new heaven and earth.
我们这许多信主的人跟随主的人都要成了新耶路撒冷,
and all of us who believe and follow Him shall become the new Jerusalem.
那是宇宙的永恒,
That is the eternity of the universe.
那也是我们的永恒。
That is eternity of us.
所以主耶稣复活以后，哪一个晚上就跟门徒聚在一起？
So the day when he resurrected, the night he was with the disciples.
我们主耶稣就对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在的时候所告诉你们的。
Jesus said, "This is what I have told you when I was with you."
他说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡只做我的话，都必须应验。
From the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, all those that point to me shall be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信我们结尾的主。
Brothers and sisters, we believe this Lord.
我们不是一个理论。
It is not a theory.
我们也不是受人一直的讲、一直的讲洗脑的教育叫我们相信。
And it is not by education.
乃是旧约先知的预言。
It is the prophecy of the prophets.
乃是主耶稣他自己来到地上实现先知的预言。
And the Lord Jesus came to this world to fulfill the prophecy of the prophets.
他也是成就了律法的要求。
He have fulfilled all the requirements of the law.
他不是废掉律法。
He did not nullify the law.
他乃是要坚固律法。
But to complete the law.
所以他是可信的。
So he is trustworthy.
他也是十分可佩服的。
And he deserves full acceptance.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第一章十五节说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, Paul said, It is a trustworthy saying and deserves full acceptance that Jesus came to this world to save us from the sins.
所以今天我们再看下面的一句话。
So today we will go next.
就是他要把律法以下的人赎出来。
That he will redeem those under the law.
在这里我们看到赎这一个字。
And we see the word redeem.
是非常非常重要的。
It is very, very important.
我们平常就想到主耶稣救了我们。
We often think Jesus saves us.
但是在这里说主耶稣要赎我们从律法里出来。
But here it says he redeemed those under the law.
我们多少的时候仍然在一个律法之下来信耶稣。
Many times you are still under the law to believe Jesus.
但是我们的主耶稣要把我们从律法的里面赎出来，叫我们不要负那个律法的恶，并且得以自由。
But Jesus wants to bring us out of the yoke of the law to have freedom.
我记得南培的那个弟兄他说一句话。
I remember Brother Lance Lambert said.
他可以说是改正今天的今日的教会。
It is really a correction of the teaching of the church today.
我们也可以说他是一个非常正确的批评今天的教会。
It is very honest criticism.
他说今天的教会很多是犹太的基督教会。
Says there are many Judaism church today.
好像这一句话不容易听得懂。
As if it's a hard saying.
我们好像是已经在恩典的里面。
We are already in grace.
我们应当在基督的里面得到了完全的释放，完全的自由。
We shall have complete freedom in Christ.
但是这个自由不是叫我们去犯罪的自由。
But this freedom is not freedom to sin.
这个自由不是叫我们按照自己的意思去自由。
This freedom is not freedom in our own will.
这个自由乃是叫我们在主恩典的里面的自由。
But a freedom in the grace of Lord.
这个自由乃是叫我们能够遵行神的话的自由。
A freedom that we can follow the word of the Lord.
这个自由乃是叫我们能够遵行神的旨意的自由。
A freedom that we can follow God's will.
我们不但不再受了撒旦的控制。
No longer will we be controlled by Satan.
我们不但不再受罪的限制、辖制。
No longer will we be bound by sins.
我们原来是活在罪的里面。
Before we live in sin.
我们成了罪的奴仆。
We were slaves of sin.
但是很可惜的，我们信了主以后，我们还在自己的里面，没有办法得到了释放。
Pitifully, we are often still under ourselves, could not be relieved.
更是我们还没有办法从律法的里面释放出来。
And we are not yet relieved from the law.
我们还没有办法从律法的里面出来而得到了自由。
We could, as if we could not come out of the law to have freedom.
是在这里，保罗就说到，他要把律法以下的人赎出来。
Here Paul says he will redeem those under the law.
我想我们应该很清楚地知道说主是我们的救主。
We know Jesus is our Savior.
我们常常说的，我们不但信耶稣，他是我们的救主。
Not only he, when we believe, we say not only he is our Savior.
我们也常常地劝弟兄姊妹说，我们也要接受主耶稣做我们的主。
But also he is our Lord.
但是今天我在这里第一个要讲的就是他是救赎主。
Today I'd like to say he is the redeeming savior.
第二个他乃是赎罪祭。
Second, he is the sin offering.
第三点他乃是挽回祭。
The third is he is the atoning sacrifice.
在这里说到救赎主的时候，意思说他不单是我们的救主。
When we say redeeming Savior, it means not only He is Savior.
他并且他付上代价，付上赎价，来把我们从罪的里面赎出来，把我们从律法的里面赎出来。
But He paid the redeeming price to save us from sin and to save us from the law.
所以这是救赎主的意思。
That's what it means to be a redeeming Savior.
但是做这个救赎主有需要有两个条件。
There are two requirements to be the redeeming savior.
他需要成了赎罪祭。
He needs to become the sin offering.
他也成了挽回祭。
And also the atoning sacrifice.
我们若是读到旧约，特别是以赛亚书。
When we read the Old Testament, especially Isaiah.
常常耶和华神向以色列人启示说，我就是你们的救赎主。
Often God reveals to Israelites that I am your Redeemer.
我们可以看到许许多多的例子，神都是显明他不但是拯救他们，也是买赎他们。
We can see many examples. Not only God saves them, but He also redeems them.
在旧约里面有一本非常古老的书。
There is an ancient book in the Old Testament.
那就是约伯记。
That is the book of Job.
他经过很多的苦难。
He suffered much.
有很多读约伯记的时候，他就没有办法了解神。
Many read the book of Job could not understand God.
他们就问说，为什么神要把这许多的苦难，这样的人不能够领受的苦难，临到约伯的身上？
They asked why God gives so much pain to Job.
但是我们若是读约伯记，读到十六章的时候，我们就发现约伯在苦难的里面，他看见有一位尊宝。
But when we read Job chapter 16, we see that in pain he saw an advocate.
他说在天上有我的尊宝。
My advocate is in heaven.
以后他就看到说在天上有他的见证。
And the testimony is, my testimony, witness is in the sky.
这个尊宝可以说是大祭司的职分。
This Mediator is really the high priest.
加拉太书第三章第二十节说，尊宝不是一面做的。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 20 says, Mediator is not for one side.
这个尊宝乃是两面的。
But for two sides.
也可以说一面是为着神，一面是为着人。
We can say one side is for God, one side is for man.
原来人不认识神。
In the beginning, man does not know God.
原来人犯罪以后，神和人是不和睦的。
When men have sinned, God and man has no harmony.
公义的神因着他的公义，他没有办法看见人的罪。
The righteous God cannot see a sinful man.
所以他就显明哪个律法，要让人知道罪。
So he revealed the law to make men conscious of law.
但是另外一方面，他乃是要拯救人。
But on the other hand, he wants to save men.
一方面他有公义的那个属性。
On one hand, he is righteous God.
一方面他有慈爱的属性。
On the other hand, he is a loving God.
因着他的公义，因着他的慈爱，他成了一个圣洁无上的神。
Because of his righteousness and loving, he is the holy God.
是当我们传福音的时候，我们就讲到神的爱的一面。
So when we preach gospel, we talk about the love of God.
我们没有把那个神的公义显明出来。
We didn't reveal the righteousness of God.
这个爱是没有根基的。
That love has not no
foundation.
This love often has the love of man.
这个爱常常变成一个溺爱。
That love is often a spoiling love.
这个爱常常变成一个混乱的爱。
That love is always often a confusing love.
神的爱必须有神的公义做它的根基。
The love of God has the righteousness of God as the foundation.
我记得有一次魏正章弟兄来这里。
I remember once Brother Wei came here.
我不知道在什么情况当中，我们就讨论到到底神的公义在先，还是神的慈爱在先。
I forgot under what circumstance we discussed which one is first, whether it's the righteousness of God or loving God.
在我一般的观念的里面，我所受的神学的观念的里面，都是要说神的慈爱是在先。
I often think the love of God is first.
魏弟兄跟我说到，他说神的公义在先。
But Brother Wei told me the righteousness of God is first.
我那个时候不太了解。
At that time, I didn't quite understand.
于是我这多年一直在思索这件事情。
Over the years, I've been thinking about it.
我尽量的把圣经的里面的神的话可以拿出来。
I want to take out just the word of God.
所以我今天可以说，神的公义乃是神爱的根基。
Today, I can say, the righteousness of God is the foundation of the love of God.
神的爱乃是显明在他的公义上，更加的深切。
Through his righteousness, the love of God is even more revealed.
所以当约伯呢看到那个在天上有他的宗保。
So Job sees in heaven is my mediator.
在天上有他的见证。
In heaven is my witness.
以后他就看见一件事情。
Then he saw one thing.
他看见有一个人。
He saw one man.
或者就看见有一位神。
He saw one God.
他看见有一位的主。
He saw a Lord.
在约伯记19章的里面。
In Job chapter 19.
他说19章25节。
Chapter 19, verse 25.
他说：“我知道我的救赎主活着。”
I know my Redeemer liveth.
末后必站立在地上。
In the end, he shall stand on the earth.
哎呀，我多年一直的感谢神。
Many times I thank God.
我有一位的不单是我的救主， 并且他用他的生命来赎我的罪。
I have one who is not only my Savior, but through his life he redeems me.
把我们从神的愤怒的里面拯救出来。
To save me out of the wrath of God.
他付上了一切的代价。
He paid all the price.
他实在是我所可相信的救世主。
He is a trustworthy redeemer.
他实在是我配得我来敬拜的救世主。
He is the worthwhile Savior.
他也是我可经历的救世主。
He is the Savior that I can experience.
他说：“我知道我的救世主活着。”
I know my Redeemer liveth.
这个活乃是永远的活。
That living is to live forever.
这个活不但是昨天活着。
Not only yesterday.
他今天也活着。
But today.
他将来还是活着。
And forever.
所以希伯来书的作者在13章的里面就说：“耶稣基督。” 旧律、今律，一直到永远都是一样的。
So the book of Hebrews says, Jesus Christ, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你我所相信的神是谁？
Who is the God that you and I believe?
我们把神当作一个那个保护者。
We treat Him as just a protector.
是的，他会保护我们。
Yes, He protects us.
我们只把他当作一个祝福者。
We treat Him as a blesser.
是的，他乐意祝福我们。
Yes, He's willing to bless us.
真正的，我们所相信的主，乃是我们的救主，乃是 救赎我们的主。
But indeed, He is our Savior. He is the redeeming Savior.
他说末后他必站立在地上。
He said, in the end, He shall stand upon the earth.
所以父神差他的儿子来到地上。
So the Father God sent His Son to the earth.
乃是要做我们的救主。
To be our Savior.
以后保罗更清楚地看见到他乃是属我们的主。
Later on, Paul sees more clearly that he is the Lord who redeems us.
在罗马书第八章第三节说，他成了赎罪祭。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 3 says he became the sin offering.
在罗马书第三章第二十四节说，他乃是成了挽回祭。
In Romans chapter 3 he says he is the atoning sacrifice.
我想我没有时间很仔细的来解释。
I don't have time to explain in detail.
我必须要很快的过去。
I must pass through quickly.
他不单是我们的救赎主。
He is not only our Redeemer.
他是我们的赎罪祭。
He is the sin offering.
他也是挽回祭。
And he is the atoning sacrifice.
我想我们看一段的圣经。
We'll read a passage.
我想大家都很熟悉。
A very familiar one.
就是以赛亚书第五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
我们从第四节读到第十节。
We read from verse 4 through 10.
我一节一节的读。
I read verse by verse.
我用中文读，五号弟兄用英文读。
Brother will read in Chinese. I'll read.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读的时候，你们可以慢慢的来思想我们的主如何的成了。
As we're reading, you can meditate how he became the sin offering.
以赛亚书第五十三章第四节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
因受欺压和审判他被夺去，至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was stricken.
他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知他的死后与财主同葬。
He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
第十节，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。
Verse 10, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
我们已经几次读到罗马书第八章第三节。
We've read Romans chapter 8 verse 3 several times.
律法是因我们肉体的软弱有所不能行，神就差他的儿子成为最深的形状 做了赎罪祭。
For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in sinful man.
他成了罪身的形状。
He came in the likeness of the sinful nature.
这不是单单说外面代表说他为我们的罪死了。
Not only He died for our sin,
真是每一个人的罪，世界历代的人的罪，都归在他的身上。
Indeed, sin of every man, sin of every generation came upon him.
这一个形状不单说到外表，也说到里面。
That likeness is not only external, but also internal.
这位基督，这位神而人的基督，神的儿子。
This Christ, this God-man,The Son of God.
他是无罪的。
He is sinless.
他是完全圣洁的。
He is completely holy.
他是有全能的。
He is almighty.
他是至高的。
He is the highest.
但是却是人的罪都归在他的身上。
But yet, the sin of man was upon him.
所以当我们若是仔细的去读耶稣受难的记录的时候，
If we read the recording of Christ's suffering,
或许我们看到哪一个 The Passion of Christ,
or if we see the movie Passion of Christ,
我想我们不得心里不有所有感动。
We cannot help but be moved.
这位的完全无罪的神的儿子，
The sinless Son of God,
保罗说神差他的儿子成为罪的形状。
Paul said, God sent His Son in the likeness of sinful man.
他做了赎罪祭。
To be the sin offering.
所以当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
So when Jesus was crucified,
当他接受了哪一个律法的审判，律法的咒诅在他的身上，
When He took the judgment and the condemnation of the law,
他不得不这样的祷告，不这样的呼求。
He could not but cry out.
他是一落一，一落一，拉巴撒巴哥大尼，意思说，我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？
He cried out, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我想这是他最痛苦的时候。
This is the most painful time.
因为他切了代罪的羔羊。
Because he became the atoning sacrifice.
他成了赎罪祭。
He became the sin offering.
所以当他出来传道的时候，
So when he came out to preach,
使徒约翰就指着他介绍他的门徒说，看啊，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。
John the Baptist told to his disciples, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我非常的欢喜约翰的施洗约翰的见证。
I very much like the testimony of the John Baptist.
他说看啊神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
以后小字挂幅说背负世人罪孽的。
Another translation says, bears the sin of the world.
这位神的羔羊有两面的工作。
This Lamb of God has twofold work.
他乃是要背负世人罪孽。
He bears the sin of the world.
这是乃是赎罪祭。
This is sin offering.
神必须在律法的一个以下，神公义的审判在耶稣的身上。
Under the law, the judgment of the righteousness of God is upon Jesus.
他乃是为着你，为着我的罪。
For your sin and for my sin.
我们看到十字架上的耶稣这样的呼喊说，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉巴撒巴哥大尼。
We see Jesus on the cross crying, My God, my, my God, why have you forsaken me?
为什么他这样的呼喊？
Why does he cry out?
乃是因着我的罪，因着我们的罪，因着我们每一个人的罪。
Because of my sin, because of your sin, because
the
sin of everyone.
一切的罪都归在这个羔羊的身上。
All the sins came upon this lamb.
所以这一次的整个羔羊必须要被杀。
So this lamb of God must be slain.
才能够成了人的拯救。
then he could be the salvation of man.
他为我们受了律法的咒诅。
He was condemned us for, under the law.
他为你我受了律法的审判。
He took the condemnation and judgment of the law.
他为你我显明神公义的审判在他的身上。
The judgment of the righteousness of God is manifested on him.
所以我们能够说，我们在基督里就不再定罪了。
So we can say in Christ there is no more condemnation.
所以我们说，我们若是信那个独生子的名，我们就可以得着了拯救。
So we say if we believe the name of the only begotten Son, we shall be saved.
我们看到民数记第二十一章，那有一段的故事。
Also in the book of Numbers chapter 21, there is a story.
他们已经进到那一个寻的旷野。
They came to the wilderness of Sin.
他们已经到了加底斯。
They almost reached Kadesh.
他可以说很快的就可以进入迦南地。
They're almost entering into the land of Canaan.
但是他们要经过以东地，以东的人就不让以色列人从他的地图上过去。
When they passed the land of Edom, the Edomites did not let them go through.
所以他们必须要绕过以东以后进到迦南地。
So they must take detour in, around the land of Edom.
以色列人已经走了38年的时间。
They've already walked 38 years.
但是在最后的路程的里面，他觉得这个路难行。
But the last period, they felt the road was very difficult.
他又开始在怨叹神。
So they start complaining again.
他又开始怨叹摩西。
Start to complain Moses.
所以那个时候神就许可有一种的火蛇在旷野就出来咬他们。
So God let a kind of snake enter into the people and bite them.
当他们被那个火蛇咬的时候没有其他的药可医。
When they were bitten by the snake, there is no medicine.
死了很多人。
Many died.
所以百姓就来到摩西的面前。
So the people came to Moses.
就恳求摩西说，你为我们祷告。
They asked Moses to pray for us.
求神医治我们。
That God may heal us.
所以神就告诉摩西说，你要做一个铜的蛇。
So God told Moses, you are to make a bronze snake.
这个蛇的样子跟那一个火毒蛇、火蛇的样子一样样的。
The bronze snake is in the likeness of the snake, the true snake.
你就把它挂在那个木杆的上面。
Hang it on a pole.
若是有人被蛇咬的时候，他眼睛一看哪一个铜蛇，他就好了。
Those who are bitten, when they look at that snake, they shall live.
所以耶稣对尼哥底母讲到的时候。
So when Jesus told Nicodemus.
尼哥底母还不明白什么叫做重生。
Nicodemus didn't understand what is to be born again.
我想尼哥底母非常熟悉旧约的圣经。
He should have been very familiar with the Old Testament.
特别是摩西五经。
Especially the Pentateuch.
所以耶稣就告诉尼哥底母说。
So Jesus told Nicodemus.
他说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
How Moses lift up the snake in the wilderness.
连子也必照样被举起来。
So shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
That all those who believe him shall have eternal life.
我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Our Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross.
为什么神离弃他？
Why God forsake him?
是因为历代众人的罪都归在他的身上。
Because sin of all the generation is upon him.
他这一个钉在十字架上的耶稣就像一条哪一个毒蛇一样的。
The Jesus on the cross, he is in the likeness of the snake.
但是他不是里面有毒。
But he doesn't have the poison.
虽然形状跟毒蛇一样的。
He is in the likeness of that snake.
但是那意思说他也成了你我一样的罪身的样子。
What it means is he just became the likeness of the sinful man.
像罗马书第八章第三节说神差他的儿子成为罪身的形状。
As Romans 8:3 says, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful man.
他愿意切了赎罪祭。
To be a sin offering.
他愿意完全的顺服父神的旨意。
To be obedient to the will of the Father.
让我们能够仰望这位的童神。
Let us look up onto that bronze snake.
当我们看的时候，我们病就得着了医治。
When we look, we shall be healed.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
神给我们预备的恩典是何等的大。
How abundant is the grace of God?
我们实在有时候知道我是一个罪人。
Sometimes we know I'm a sinner.
但是我知道我是一个罪人怎么办呢？
But what do I do if I know?
我想灵里有很多的冲突。
There are much conflict in spirit.
灵里有很多的控告。
There are much condemnation in the spirit.
心里有很多的控告。
There are much accused in heart.
因为我们认识我们是一个罪人，我们常常成了一个不平衡的人。
When we know I'm a sinful man, I'm often unbalanced.
所以心理学家就说你不要想到罪人。
The psychiatrist says, don't think of your sin.
你就想你是一个好人。
Just think you're a good man.
你是一个很正常的人。
Just think you're a normal man.
我记得多年前有一位的弟兄在我们这里查经的时候。
Long time ago, there is a brother in our Bible study.
他就提到说，我们说到我是罪人，就是不正常的。
He said, "We say I'm a sinner. That's not normal."
真的，我们不正常。
Yes, we are not normal.
我们若是有病的时候，自己知道是有病那个，我们没有办法得着医治。
When we know we have sickness, we cannot heal ourselves.
那是更是我们的心灵里面有很多的不正常。
That will add more weight to our hearts.
我们身体也受了亏损。
And our health will deteriorate.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他愿意顺服神的旨意。
He is obedient to the will of the Father. To become the sin offering.
他被挂在木头的上面。
He was hanged on the cross.
我们只要一看他就得着了拯救。
We just look and we will be saved.
好像以色列人一看哪一个铜蛇，他病就好了。
As if the Israelites, they look at the snake and they will be healed.
这是何等的恩典。
What grace.
我们必须要看见自己是一个罪人。
We must see that we are a sinner.
我们也必须要仰望这位挂在十字架上的主耶稣。
And we must look up the one who is hanged on the cross.
若是我们发现我们自己是罪人的时候。
If we realize I'm a sinner.
我们好不好把我们的罪都归在钉在十字架上的耶稣的身上。
Shall we cast our sin to the one who nailed on the cross for us?
他若已担当你我的罪。
He is willing to bear the sin.
他不但要担当你我的罪。
Not only he bears the sin.
他也若已背负我们的重担的主。
He is willing to bear our burdens.
所以诗篇第68篇说，背负天天背负我们重担的主是应当称颂的。
Psalm 68 says the Lord who bears our burden daily is worthy of our praise.
让我们来到主的面前。
Let us come to the Lord.
如同使徒保罗在提摩太第一章前书第一章四五节说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Just as Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 said it's a trustworthy saying deserves our full acceptance.That Jesus came to the world.
这是我们人生值得我们来接受我们的主耶稣。
It is trustworthy and it deserves our acceptance.
做我们的救主。
That He be our Savior.
我想时间很快，我只能够用一点的时间来讲，他是挽回祭。
I'll spend little time on how He is our atoning sacrifice.
一面我们看见神的公义的审判。
On one hand, we see the judgment of the righteousness of God.
一面我们要看到那个神的慈爱的救赎。
On the other hand, we see the saving of the loving kindness of God.
我想我还是信，在那个圣经的里面做范围，我讲一点，他是挽回祭。
And I'll use the scripture to share how he is the atoning sacrifice.
我们仍然打开那个罗马书第三章。
And turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们刚刚从19节读到末了。
We just now read verse 19 through the end.
我想我们就从23节、24节、25节。
Well, this time we'll just read 23, 24 and 25.
他是因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
And
verse 24 says, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice.
什么叫做挽回祭?
What is atoning sacrifice?
这个，在英文在这里，我们看到有两个字。
There are two words.
一个就是救赎。
One is atonement.
一个就是我们可以说 redemption.
Redemption.
另外就是挽回祭。 可以说 atonement
or atonement.
这个救赎意思说你要救他必须还要付一个代价。Redemption
means if you want to save, you have to pay a price.
你东西卖出去以后，你要把它赎回来。When
you sell something out, if you want to take it back, you need to redeem it.
我们必须要用钱给它买回来。
You must pay the price to take it back.
所以这是救赎的意思。
That is what redemption means.
但是挽回祭这个字有更深的意思。
But the word atonement is deeper.
以色列人在圣殿里敬拜的时候，他们每一年只有大祭司一次的进入至圣所。
Israelites, as they are worshipping in the temple, every year only once is the high priest enter into the Holy of Holy.
在至圣所的里面有一个柜子，就叫做右柜。
In the Holy of Holy, there is an ark.
那上面就有两个基路伯在那个地方。
On top, there are two cherubs.
那就叫做施恩座。
It is called the mercy seat.
所以一般的人不能够进去至圣所。
Ordinary people cannot enter into the Holy of Holies.
大祭司每一年赎罪日的时候进去的时候，要带着羊的血或者公牛的血，把血带到哪一个施恩座的面前涂在上面，以后才能够进去。On
the day of atonement, the high priest must carry the blood of either sheep or ox enter into the Holy of Holies.
若是没有血，他 没有办法进到哪一个施恩座的面前。
Without blood, he cannot enter before the throne of grace.
所以这就是叫做挽回祭。
That is called atonement.
圣经有几个地方说到挽回祭。
There are several places mentioned atonement.
像约翰一书第二章第二节讲到挽回祭。
As 1 John chapter 2 verse 2.
第四章第十节讲到挽回祭。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
在约翰一书第二章第二节说，若有人犯罪，在父那里有一位尊宝，就是义者的耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。It
says, if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
在约翰一书第四章第十节说，神爱我们。 差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭， 这就是神的爱， 这就是爱了。
Chapter 4 verse 10 says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
所以这个挽回祭必须一位尊宝来做的。
So the atoning sacrifice must be done by a mediator.
这个挽回祭乃是显明神的爱。
It is to reveal the love of God. God is willing to reconcile with us.
但是我们这样的人来到父神的面前，没有办法见到父神。
But such men as us, when we come to God, we cannot see the Father.
必须要借着挽回祭。
Must be through the atonement.
必须要借着哪一位钉在十字架上的尊宝。 为我们把我们带到父神的面前。
Must go through the mediator who died for us on the cross.
所以主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
第一个他贴了赎罪祭。
First, he became the sin offering.
第二个, 他乃是前了挽回祭。
Second, he became the atonement.
第一个乃是显明神的公义。
First, to reveal the righteousness of God.
众人的罪都归在他的身上。
All of our sin came upon him.
他为你我受了律法的定罪和咒诅。
He is condemned and judged by the law for you and me.
但是第二面, 第另外一方面, 他前了挽回祭。
But secondly, he became the atonement.
他乃是前了 神和人的和好,
he became the reconciliation between God and man.
当他被挂在木头上面的时候,
when he was hanged on the cross,
他流出来的宝血,
the blood that he shed,
天地黑暗,
the heaven and earth went dark,
殿里的幔子裂为两半,
the curtain in the temple,
这里告诉我们说, 因着这位尊宝的流血, 把我们带进入至圣所。
It tells us through the shedding of blood of the mediator, it brings us into the
holy.
We can be reconciled with God. I remember I have a professor. He's a Canadian. Dr. McMillan. He is a very kind person.
就是讲很浅的东西。
Many times he speaks very simple truth.
我很欢喜听他讲道。
I like to hear his.
常常给我很多的启发。
Gives me many revelations.
叫我联想的很多很多的事情。
That I think of many, many things.
我记得他教我们希伯来文的时候。
I remember when he taught us Hebrew.
他就解释什么叫做挽回祭。
He explained what is atonement.
他就用解一个字 atonement.
He used the word atonement.
我们知道 atonement 是什么意思?
You know what atonement is?
Atonement, 我想是拉丁文。
I think it's Latin.
可能他是把那个希伯来文跟希腊文以后就分成了这一个字。
Maybe it came from Hebrew originally.
他这一个字是 at one man.
At one man.
什么叫做 atonement?
What is atonement?
Atonement 就是 at one man.
Atonement is 成为一,
一切都在解一个人的身上,
everything is upon that one,
一切都在解一个基督耶稣的身上,
everything is on Jesus Christ,
他是唯一的哪一位,
he is the only one,
只有他能够在十字架上流出来的宝血, 能够洗清我们的罪,
only the blood shed on the cross can cleanse,
也只有这位钉在十字架上的义者, 耶稣基督,
only that righteous
one.
He can bring us into the Holy of
Holies.
That we can be saved.
我年幼的时候,
when I'm young, I'm very innocent. I often think, when do I fly into the heaven? I often think I'll take a pole and climb onto the roof.
顶得住顶不会顶到天上没有?
See if I can reach heaven.
我常常想到最好一个楼梯能够从我的屋顶爬到天上去。
I think maybe I'll take a stair that I can climb to the heaven.
我想永远没有办法。
Never.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
雅各在哈兰的地方他见了异象。
Jake saw a vision in the wilderness.
他梦见了一个天梯,
he dreamed of a stair
从天上到地上,
from heaven to
从地上到天上,
earth, from earth to heaven,
在哪一个梯的上面有天使上去下来,
and there are angels coming down and up.
以后他洗了以后, 他就说, 这地是何等的高位,
when he woke up he said how fearful this place.
所以称这个地方叫做伯特利,
so he called it Bethel,
意思说这是神所在的地方。
It is the place where God is.
我们有时候也想望到回到天上。
Sometimes we long to go back to heaven.
我们也想望到回到神的面前。
We long to go to God.
我想我们人那个总是一个善良的心。
We always have a good heart.
当我们善良的心在我们里面发挥的时候,
But when the good heart is in us,
我们就想到回到神的面前。
We think of go back to God.
但是谁能够把我们带到神的面前?
But who can bring us to God?
只有这位的主耶稣。
Only that one Jesus.
他被挂在木头的上面。
He was hanged on the tree.
他流出来的血。
The blood he shed.
他不单是洗清我们的罪。
Not only cleanse our sins.
他的血也是涂在那个施恩座的上面。
But it also was shed on
the mercy seat. 好让我们可以进到至圣所。
That we might enter the holy of holies.
我们的主耶稣被钉挂在木头上面。
Our Lord, when he was hanged on the
tree. 有人说十字架是一直一横。
Some says it's going down and going vertical.
从地上到天上。
From heaven to earth.
我们的主耶稣的手一直抓住我们天父的手。
One hand he holds to the hand of the Father.
一只手抓住你我的手。
The other hand he holds to your
hand. 让我们回到神的面前。
That we may come back to God.
当我们与神和好的时候。
When we are reconciled.
我们人与人就和好。
And we can reconcile with
man. 他伸出两只的手。
He stretched out his arms.
要把人与人才了和睦。
That he may bring harmony to man between
man. 他挂在木头的上面。
When he's hanging on the tree.
不但叫我们与神和睦。
Not only reconcile with God,
神与我们和睦,
God with us,
我们也能够人与人得住了和睦,
and we can have harmony among men.
我想我们都乐意做一个好人,
we're all willing to be a good man.
我们都乐意做一个善人,
we're all willing to be a good person.
我们都乐意成了一个被拯救的人,
we're all willing to be a saved person.
谁能够叫我们得救拯救你?
Who can save us?
只有这一位我们的主耶稣
Only this one Lord Jesus
他成了挽回祭
He became the atonement
我今天就是很简单的讲到这三点
Very simply I tell you three
我们所相信的这一位的主耶稣
Our Lord Jesus
他被挂在木头上面
When he was hanged on the tree
他乃是成了我们救赎主
He became our redeeming Savior
他成了你我的赎罪祭
Became the sin offering
他也成了我们的挽回祭
And he became the atonement.
我们低头做祷告
Brother and pray.
或许在我们的当中你是第一次来听这福音
Among us, maybe this is the first time you heard the gospel.
但是你还是没有办法了解说什么是救赎主，什么是赎罪祭，什么是挽回祭。
Maybe you still didn't quite understand what is redeeming Savior, what is sin offering, and what is atonement.
但是你在这里听的时候，圣灵不断地在你的心中动工。
But as you are listening, the Holy Spirit may be prompting you.
你就听到这位主耶稣神的儿子的名。
You heard the name of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
你说我愿意知道这位的神的儿子到底是谁。
You say, I want to know who this Son of God is.
你有这样的心愿，你向神诉说。
If you have such heart, you tell God.
你说，主啊，我不认识你。
You say, Lord, I don't know you.
你是谁?
Who you are.
我们的主会差遣圣灵来向我们启示。
Our Lord will send the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
开启我们的心,
to open our hearts.
叫我们能够认识他。
That we might know him.
或许我们多年已经在主的里面。
Or maybe you've been here many years.
我们还不了解主的宝血是何等的宝贵。
You still don't quite understand the preciousness of the blood.
或者我们仍然挑着了自己的重担。
Maybe we are still taking our own heavy burden.
我们也还是常常想用自己的意义来满足神的要求。
We still want to fulfill the requirement of God with our own righteousness.
今天使徒保罗告诉我们说。
Today Apostle Paul tells us.
他要把我们从律法里面赎出来。
He redeems us under the law.
叫我们在基督的里面得着了自由。
That we might have freedom in Christ.
我们再没有一切的恐惧。
We no longer fear.
再没有一切的忧愁。
No longer worry.
我们把一切重担都交给主。
But to cast all the burden to the Lord.
你若是有这样的，你也向神说。
If you believe such.
主啊，你既然已经拯救了我。
You tell the Lord, Lord, as you save me,
我还需要你的拯救。
I need your salvation.
我需要魂的拯救。
I need the salvation of the soul.
或者我需要身体上的拯救。
I need the salvation of the body.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
每逢我们到你的面前的时候，
Every time we come to you,
我们不得不匍匐的敬拜。
We cannot but bow down and worship.
我们说，唯独你一次我们的主。
We say, only you are our Lord.
我们谢谢主为我们担当一切的罪犯。
We thank you for bearing all of our.
我们仍然我们心中有许许多多的征战。
We still are deceitful in our hearts.
我们心里面有许多的冲突。
There are much conflict in us.
主啊，我们也来到你的面前，求主愿你的宝血做洁净的工作。
We come to you, ask you to cleanse us with your precious blood.
好让我们不但得着了洁净。
That not only we could be set, cleansed.
当我们得罪了接近的时候，有圣灵充满我们的心。
And but also Holy Spirit will fill us our heart.
好让我们有力量行走前面唏嘘不平的路程。
That we might have the strength to walk our way ahead.
除去我们一切的忧愁。
Take all of our worries.
除去我们一切的重担。
All of our burdens.
除去我们一切的里面或者是外面的病痛。
All of the internal, external sickness.
好让我们能够成了你美好的见证。
That we might be your testimony.
祝福你的儿女们。
Bless your children.
也求主愿你的慈爱的声音来吸引我们回到你的面前。
To draw us to return to you with your loving voice.
我们这样的恳切的祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Pray in the victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.